You're listening to Defending Faith, Family, and Freedom, featuring Gary Bauer, Senior Vice President of Public Policy at the Dr. James Dobson Family Institute. And now, here's Gary.
Hi, this is Gary Bauer. I'm Senior Vice President for Public Policy at the James Dobson Family Institute. Welcome to our podcast, Defending Faith, Family, and Freedom. As you know, 1 year ago, the Supreme Court finally overturned Roe versus Wade. Thank God. How could we ever be a shining city on a hill as long as we allowed abortion on demand all 9 months of the pregnancy? Right now, Dr. James Dobson and the whole JDFI staff are joining millions of pro-life Americans like you in celebrating the anniversary of the legal death of Roe versus Wade. Now, let me remind you, from 1776, when the country began, to 1973, everyone knew there was no right to abortion, no right to destroy innocent babies in our Constitution. The word abortion does not appear once. In fact, in our Declaration of Independence, it says we have a right to life. You remember, life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness? The Supreme Court simply invented a make-believe right 50 years ago, and the pro-life movement tirelessly fought against that lie for 50 years. I regularly told audiences at crisis pregnancy centers and at churches that as bleak as it seemed, I was convinced that one day, not that far in the future, we'd get up in the morning and turn on the TV or maybe open up the morning newspaper and the headline would be, Court Overturns Roe. Well, finally, after three new appointments during the Trump administration, the Supreme Court last year corrected that terrible lie that abortion was a constitutional right. The court's majority declared that decisions about abortion, listen to this, were best left to the people and their elected representatives, not unelected judges. Of course, the most important matters in America should be left up to us, the people, not the courts. Now, some states, sadly, are still allowing abortion on demand. Other states, at the urging of Dr. Dobson and JDFI, are protecting unborn children. And because of this overriding of Roe, an estimated 60,000 babies, all made in the image of God, have already been saved. You know, even in a country deeply divided over abortion, the thousands of saved babies should be a cause for joy and celebration. But sadly, it's not everywhere. At the White House, they're not celebrating. They're vowing to do everything they can to restore abortion on demand. That's just who they are. Vice President Harris has plans in the weeks ahead to use the power and visibility of her office to make sure no additional babies are saved from abortion. She's making a special trip to Charlotte, North Carolina, to make a major speech urging opposition to a pro-life law proposed there that restricts abortions after 12 weeks of pregnancy. She's also lobbying hard for a proposed new federal law supported by the Biden White House that would cancel out every state's pro-life laws. We will oppose her. This isn't a one-day effort. In recent weeks, Vice President Harris put together an elite group of pro-abortion women to help her become the Biden administration's leading advocate against laws protecting babies from the abortionist's knife. This pro-death task force includes representatives of Planned Parenthood. Of course it does. Planned Parenthood has lost billions of dollars as a result of declining abortions. NARAL, the National Abortion Rights League, is also a major player. And don't forget Emily's List, a pro-abortion, powerful political action committee that is putting up a whopping $10 million to improve Vice President Harris's image. At JDFI, we believe the best way any politician can improve their image is to stand up and defend innocent preborn babies instead of advocating for their destruction. So that's what our pro-abortion administration in Washington, D.C. is doing. But what should Christians be doing? The reason I ask is because every church in America, in my view, should be celebrating this year what happened last year. Every church that believes the gospel of Jesus Christ, that believes in the God who commanded us to choose life so that we and our children may live, should celebrate the end of the baby Holocaust in America. Now, you still have time to urge your pastor to celebrate from the pulpit in the Sundays ahead the fact that America has started to restore respect for the sanctity of life, that we're turning away from the great evil of child sacrifice, that the lie that abortion on demand is enshrined in the Constitution is finally over. Too many churches were silent last year. They can correct that this year by celebrating life as God commanded. Now, here's my request of you. Pray for America to open its heart so that all of our children are welcomed into the world and protected by the law. Make a special donation to your local crisis pregnancy center as they help women who choose life. Ask your pastor or priest to speak from the pulpit on defending innocent life. Stand with JDFI with your prayers and generous support as we defend the sanctity of life and try to build an America where all of our children have a seat at the table and are part of the American family. Well, this is Gary Bauer with the podcast Defending Faith, Family, and Freedom. Thanks for being with us, and please be back next week.
Subscribe to Gary Bauer's Defending Faith, Family, and Freedom, where you find your favorite podcasts. Just hit the subscribe button to ensure you receive every episode.